Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Tov Lamed Gimel. We are up to Sif Yud. We're on the last line of page 10. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud, Bote Knesios u'bote Midrashos Tzrichim Bedika. Shuls and Bote Midrashos need a Bedika. Mipnesha Tinokos Machnisim Bam Chameis, because the little children bring into the shuls and the Bate Midrashos Chameis. Says the Mishaburus of Kodem Mem Gimel, Tzrichim Bedika, Belel Yudalid L'Or Haner. They need to be checked the night of the 14th, the regular night of Bedikas Chameis, by the light of a candle. V'hashamoshim Einon Nisharim Livdok Balayla. And the Shamoshim, the Gaboyim, are not careful to check at night. Elo Mechavdim Heita Bayom. Rather, what they tend to do is they sweep well during the day. V'lo yofahem osim, they're not doing the right thing. V'tzorach la'ashira malkach, you have to warn them about this. She'kaimu mitzvah sachomim ketikuna, that they should satisfy the mitzvah of the chacham the proper way by doing a real bedika b'alel yudalit. V'yicholim levarich ha'bedika zo, they can even make a brach on this bedika. Aval ein srichin levatel achar ha'bedika. So even though they can make a brach on the bedika, they would not do bittul after the bedika. Lefi she'enam yicholim levatel ulahafkir chomet she'enu shalahem. After all, this is the gaboyim, the shamoshim, they're the tzadikim that are taking care of the shul, so they can't do a bittul on chomet that's not theirs. It's the chomet belongs to the children that left it there. The best they can do is a bedika, but they cannot do bittul. If they did not do the bedikah when they were supposed to do it on the night of Yudalid, then they can go ahead and do the bedikah lechatchila on the day of the 14th, l'or hayom, by the light of the day, by the sunlight, ve'ein tzorech livdok l'or haner. If they're checking during the day, even though normally we said that when you're checking during the day, you have to use a candle, in this case of the shul, they do not need to use a candle. Lefi shederach laharbos behem chalonos. As we know, there's a minhag to have many windows in a shul. V'yesh behem ora gedola, and therefore, normally, there is a lot of light in the shul. V'dinam kidin achsaja shenizbar b'sif yud. Besif Aleph, rather. And their halacha is going to be like that of an achsajer, like we discussed, the case of a room that has three walls and a ceiling. The fourth wall is open, there's so much light. If you're checking it during the day, you could check by the sunlight here also in the shul, which has many windows. You can also check during the day, if you didn't do it at night, by the light of the day. Ochein, however, according to what we said earlier in Sivkotan Zayin, dim yesh zechuches b'chalonos, that if there was glass in the windows, shuv afilu neged acholon mamish ein dino kachsaju. We said there that the glass could be a little dirty, it could be a little cloudy, and therefore even across from the window, if there is a glass there, it would not get a din of an achsaju. Im kein hachinami, if so, here also, but inon kishe botkam. Bayom l'ora chama yiftach achalonos. If you're going to check it by the light of the sun, you would have to open the windows and make sure there's no glass there. Of course, we saw a note earlier that said if the glass is mamish clear, then it would be as if the window was open. It wouldn't be a problem, and most of our glass windows are like that. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Yud Aleph, HaMechaber Chedro B'Yud Gimel B'Nisan, a person who sweeps his room on the 13th of Nisan, u'mechavein livdo kechametz u'levaro, and his intention when he's sweeping the room is to do a bedika of the chametz and destroy it, v'nizhar shelo lahachnes sham od chametz, and he's careful not to bring in any chametz after he does this sweeping, afal pikein tzarech livdok b'lel yudalid. It doesn't matter, he could have done a great sweeping on the day of Yud Gimel, and have kavana for a bedika, lomaisa, he has to check again, like the takana of Chazal, on Lel Yudalit. The Ramos says, v'chol odom tzorach lechabed chadorav kodom abedika. Every person has to sweep the room before he does a bedika in that room. V'hakisim obote yod shal begodim, shenosim behem lefa'amim chameis. Different kinds of pockets that a person has on his garments, they normally would place chametz inside, tzrichim bedika. These pockets would need a bedika. So says the Mishaburis of Katan Memdalit, we said if he sweeps his room on Yud Gimel, even if he has kavana for a bedika, he must check again at night. Rotzalomar, lomi boya bistam. Needless to say, a stam keish she'ein cheskoso mischabed, where it doesn't have a chazaka being swept, el afilu im mechavein l'shem bedika. Even if he does the swimming with the kavana l'shem bedika, gam kein lo mahani, it still doesn't help. He must check again at night of Yudalid the regular way. Sivkotan memhei afal pikein tzar livdok. Shakibud eino bedika gemura. Sweeping a room is not a complete bedika. Shema nishtayer chametz beizaguma. We're concerned that even though you swept, maybe there's some chametz that's left over in a hole that you didn't get out. Vafilu in bodak leor haner b'chorna b'stakin. And even if you checked with the light of a candle and the holes and the cracks, gam kein tzorach lachzor v'livdok b'alayla k'chol Yisrael. You still have to go back and check at night properly like all of Klai Yisrael. Shalom lechalik ben bedika lebedika, that there should be no chiluk between any bedika. Kol zem misbar mitot divrei Tshumas Hadeshim b'shem Mordechai. This is all brought down from the Tshumas Hadeshim b'shem the Mordechai. Ulefi mashik asadnu l'el b'sif aleph, and based on what we said earlier in sif aleph, b'lav hochi ein lismuch abedika sayom. Anyway, you shouldn't rely on the bedika you did during the day. Afilu hoya l'or haner, even if it was done by candlelight, shaner ein meir bayom kolkach kamo alayla. As we know, the candle does not give off so much light during the day as it does at night, and therefore, even if you check by the candlelight during the day, you must check again at night. Now, if you look at note number 38, it's a little chazar of what we said earlier. Ochein bizmanenu. But nowadays, shemechabdim v'shotvin umenakim esabayis hetev hetev. Nowadays that we sweep and we wash and we clean the house very, very well, Rishon Mazan Orba tells us, she'ein chova lefashvesh b'shas ha'bedika b'chol makomos. You don't have to be searching and analyzing during the bedika in all the places. Shekfar osu kein kisheniku bayomim shekodim ha'pesach. You already did this in the days leading up to Pesach. V'chovas ha'bedika b'zmaneinu, the chiyav ha'bedika in our day, says Rishon Mazalman, he ledaktek v'livchom b'chol ha'makomos imachein niku osam heitev. He's just overlooking and making sure that in fact the places were properly cleaned. The same idea that nowadays our bedikah does not have to be as intense, because lemaisa we are checking and cleaning and washing extremely well before, so it's really just an overview according to them to make sure that it was cleaned properly and no additional chametz was brought in. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Mem Vav, this is going on the Ramah that said, every person must sweep his rooms before Bidika. The lo nivdak shapir below kibud. It's very hard to check properly if you don't first sweep. So it's not enough just to check. You have to sweep first and then check afterwards. V'haminog l'chabed kol habayis v'achadorin v'yom yud gimel. The minog is to sweep the whole house and all the rooms on the day of the 13th. Kadesh yuchalasos abedika kedin b'tchilas lel yudalib. That way you're ready to do the proper bedika at night in the beginning of Leil Yudalid. Ukemosh because of a siman tof lamed aleph sif aleph, like we saw earlier. Ubishas abedika, and during the bedika, minog litol notzos, the minog is to take feathers, ulechabed hetev, and to sweep out well, b'mekom achorim v'astokim, the holes and the cracks, ligruar mishom achametz imanotza, to dig out and to scrape away the chametz with the feather. That's the pshat on the feather, that you could dig into the holes and get out the chametz. Sifkot emem zayim, shenosim behem lefa'am chametz. We said the pockets on the garments that you place chametz in had to be checked. Va'afilu hu omer bari li shelo nitam behem chametz. Even if the person says, I know I didn't put chametz in there, he still has to check his pockets. Why? De milsa de lo ramya alehu v'lav adayte. It's something that a person doesn't really pay attention to, and therefore he's not really in tune with it. So even though he normally doesn't put in chametz, maybe one time, punkt, he put in chametz, and therefore, v'lochein tzara bedika, therefore pockets need to be checked. V'ho'olam nohagin rak l'nara kisim v'shasa b'yur. The minhag ha'olam is only to shake out the pockets during the time of beer on the day of Yudalid. V'nochon livdok osham b'shasa b'dika. But it's proper to check the pockets during the shas b'dika. Mikol mokom tzarech lachzor v'lanarom b'shasa b'yur. You have to do both. You have to check the pockets during b'dika and shake them out during the shasa b'yur. Shema chozer v'hichdis b'hem b'chomei sh'och alachar b'dika. The reason why you have to shake it out after you checked it last night is because you're worried after you ate, after the bedika, you might have put some things back in your pockets, or you shake it out afterwards. Srichim bedika sefkata memches, beimi shalo, beimi shalat hinoka shababayas. This is both a person's own garments and his children's garments that he has to be checking properly. That concludes Simen Tof Lamed Gimel. Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow we'll begin Simen Tof Lamed Daled.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an eon shiur on any daf in shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.